podcast is about should be Yes or No, Bring Back Extinct Species by Emerson Dix. I would say yes and no. One reason why I would say yes is because the term species doesn't just include animals, but plants too. And re-extincting plants can help global warming, which is a humongous problem on Earth. And according to LiveScience.com, in warmer temperatures, it is revealed that plants emit more of the gases that stick to aerosol particles. These can lead to cloud cover and cooler temperatures. Another natural phenomenon that these plants have is to help cool our planet, which leads to global warming. One reason why I would say no is because scientists aren't trying to bring back plants, but animals. One of the biggest examples, the woolly mammoth. The woolly mammoth is a mammal that is compared to a much hairier Asian elephant. The woolly mammoth lived during the Ice Age time period and died out 10,000 years ago. The site, TheGuardian.com, said that the scientist leading the de-extinction effort said that Harvard's team is just 2 years away from creating a hybrid embryo in which mammoth traits would be programmed into an Asian elephant. Once this mammoth is created, its DNA might be spreaded to other species, and at that point, scientists will not be able to control it. Plus, the immense cost that many citizens would have to donate to help this cause. Now, on the other hand, I bet everyone watching this podcast could agree that having a living woolly mammoth in the local zoo would be pretty spectacular. But if scientists would go through with this process, then the risk of uncontrollable mammoth DNA would come with it. Now, to sum up this podcast, my answer would be yes. We should bring back plants that have gone extinct because it would be a contribute to the tremendous issue that our planet is facing today. But then again, bringing back to life one of history's biggest organisms would be incredible. And even to see it in person would be unbelievable. But is it worth all that money and the risk of not being able to control the DNA? What do you think?
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.